Welcome to Healthy Family Connections, the podcast for families wanting out-of-the-box solutions to parenting and relationship challenges, with your host, psychotherapist and author of Ending the Parenting Control Battle, Neil D. Brown.
We all want to raise confident, resilient children and teenagers, but what's the formula for achieving that? Well, we'll talk about this and more on this week's podcast, The Truth About Raising Confident, Resilient Kids. It's sponsored by Neil D. Brown, LCSW, and I'm your host, Neil D. Brown, and I'm here to empower you to get that enjoyable family you work for every day. And if you have a question you'd like me to address on this podcast, don't be shy. We're all going to benefit from your question. So come on over to my website, neildbrown.com, and enter it there today. And while you're there, download a free copy of my Parental Burnout Recovery Guide. And as always, this podcast is for educational purposes only. It is not a substitute for therapy when you need it. Well, today we're hearing from Tricia, who's a therapist living and working in Toronto, Canada. And Tricia writes, I'm a therapist working with parents and would like to hear your thoughts on my list of parenting strategies to raise kids with resilience and a healthy sense of self. Here's my list. And Tricia lists 10 things. Number one, have a neutral, matter-of-fact tone when setting limits. Number two, have clear boundaries. Three, keep the vibe positive. Four, stay close and connected. Five, notice and highlight their strengths. Six, be firm but fair. Seven, never argue. Well, of course, that comes right out of how to avoid control battles. Of course, we all do argue from time to time, but yes, don't argue. Number eight, empower kids by having them earn their privileges. I think that might have come out of Ending the Parent-Teen Control Battle, too. Number nine, problem-solve minor things so they feel part of the conversation and feel empowered. And 10, model good self-regulation and empathy. Is there anything else? Okay, well, Tricia, those are all excellent things. I really like your list. Let's back up a minute and let's talk a bit about what resilience is. Because when I think of resilience, I think of a quality where kids can deal with adversity, face difficult situations, even be willing to seek out challenges with a confidence that if they apply themselves, they'll come out okay. They can deal with and learn from failure and be more prepared for a similar situation the next time. It's kids with a growth mindset that Carol Dweck studied and writes about. Kids that believe that with effort, they will improve and get good results. Maybe even make a difference in the world. Great stuff, right? Kids that can have negative feelings, have disappointment, have frustration, and get through it to the other side. So, how do we get kids like that? Well, for starters, I think some kids are born simply hardier than others. They're more ready to take on a problem. They're not as sensitive to discomfort, physical or emotional discomfort. And that being said, kids with all temperaments can learn and grow their resilience, their ability to deal with and embrace adversity. You know, I was having dinner the other night with friends who are parents of young teenagers, and they said their daughter is on the shy, sensitive side and is often reluctant to take on challenges. So a rule they have with her is that she has to sign up for two difficult things every year. Well, this summer, she put off choosing an activity until the only choice she had left was a whitewater rafting trip. Well, quite reluctantly, off she went, and of course, she had a fabulous time and had yet another lesson that she can conquer her fears and achieve more than she knows. and have a great time doing it. You know, I congratulated these parents, and I told them that too often, parents will take their children's fears as a symptom of something being wrong, not require them to challenge themselves, and send them off to therapy to get over their fears, thereby only indulging and pathologizing those fears, rather than helping them find and grow their healthy, resilient selves. Those parents did a great job. So, Tricia, first of all, you'll never be able to do all the things on your list perfectly or necessarily consistently. That's just the nature of the beast. I can't. I don't know any parent that can. If it is your intention to do all those things, and it's a great list, do your best. Work at doing it better. But don't shame or guilt yourself for your imperfections or the parents you're working with. Life simply isn't perfect, and kids need to learn to deal with life's imperfections, including us. So the other thing I'll invite you to add to your list is allow kids to suffer from the limitations of life's realities. Let's face it, some kids are mean. Some people are mean. All living things die. We don't always win. Human history is fraught with individuals and groups of individuals taking advantage of and holding power over others and other groups and individuals. Now, of course, I don't want to get all horrible here. There's the other side where there's wonderful, compassionate individuals and communities. And I think that's the common thing. Is that human beings are beautiful and communities are special. And all around the world, there's wonderful people and wonderful communities, and that needs to be celebrated and invested in. And it's knowing that and often experiencing the beginning of that at home that's going to make our children secure and resilient. But kids have to get used to the reality that life isn't a storybook. If you do treat your kids as full-fledged human beings with their own set of unique thoughts and feelings and listen and respond with validation that we get their thoughts and feelings and that we care about their thoughts and feelings, then these kids are going to be prepared to live with, manage, grow through, and thrive as they experience life's real-time challenges, including the challenges of limits, rules, and parental imperfections. Now, I was reading in this week's New York Times editorial section an article by Lara Bazelon. I think I'm saying her name right. And Ms. Bazelon is an author, law professor, and an attorney who works in the area of defending individuals who have been wrongly convicted and imprisoned. Horrible. Well, in her article, she wrote about her guilt and chronic ambivalence managing the challenges of doing the best for her clients and her career versus doing the best for her children. She writes of often prioritizing her clients' needs and the anguish she felt, for instance, not being present for her young daughter's birthday. And then on a parent appreciation day in her son's third grade class, she was horrified when the kids were all getting up in front of the class to say what they appreciated most about their parents. Well, the students were talking about how their moms cooked them their favorite foods and made a nice home for them. Well, Laura knew that she fell short in these areas and was terrified by what she anticipated being a weak public appreciation by her son. But, to her amazement, her young son spoke firmly of his mother's work getting people out of jail and teaching him to reflect on right from wrong and being a positive role model. Well, this third grader realized that not getting all the time, the attention, and the goodies he wanted was not about being unworthy. He realized that it was just part of life. And I'm going to bet good money this kid grows up to be an effective and resilient adult. You know, in that same editorial section I was reading this weekend, I read an article by author Barry Weiss. And he wrote about the San Francisco school board voting to destroy a mural at George Washington High School. Now, the mural was created as part of an FDR public works program, so it's back in the 40s, and it depicts George Washington and his slaves picking cotton in the background, and colonists walking over a dead Native American. Now, the mural clearly is depicting some profound injustices in American society. You know, and I'll mention that the mural is a typical mural style, being representational and not gory. So the board members wanted the mural destroyed, since they believed it would be hurtful to the students and make them feel unsafe. Well, how do we teach justice if we don't acknowledge injustice? How do we talk about what is and what was if the requirement is to make history and reality the way we wish it was? How does that create resilience? If we're going to raise resilient kids, they're going to have to be able to know and understand hardship, injustice, and have the skills to talk about it and deal with it. And we're talking about high school kids here, not grade school kids. Now, I think of the school shooting in Parkland, Florida last year. Now, these kids were, and I'm sure still are, traumatized. And there's been at least one student suicide since the shooting, directly related to the shooting. And yet, some kids, like David Hogg, Jacqueline Corrin, Cameron Kasky, and many of their classmates who formed an organization, Never Again MSD. It's a gun control advocacy group. They've appeared in the state capitol and talked to legislators. That's resilience at its best under the worst circumstances that we can imagine. There's plenty of hardship and injustice in our world and in our communities right now. So we need to be a can-do, gutsy society with can-do, gutsy citizens, world citizens. So, Tricia, as you and I are talking about how to raise healthy, resilient kids at the U.S. border with Mexico right now, we in the United States are committing child abuse to thousands of children by separating them from their parents and denying them healthy food, basic hygiene, medical care, not to mention the love and support and empowerment that we're talking about. They're getting none of the things you mentioned for growing resilient kids. This is ongoing, chronic trauma that will profoundly undermine their development. And rather than these children and teenagers growing up to be healthy, resilient adults, these kids will be dealing with trauma and attachment issues that predictably results in unhealthy, self-destructive, and otherwise destructive adult functioning. Now, hopefully there will be some exceptions where some remarkable kids break through, but these kids are being beaten down. When a parent treats their child the way we are treating thousands of children, they are arrested and criminally charged. So the question that occurs to me is, how in the United States can we charge a parent with child abuse when we are abusing children as a matter of policy? In any case, Tricia, my point is that there is plenty of reality for our children to come to terms with, and life isn't and won't be a storybook for anyone. So we can't be perfect parents, and life will always have major challenges as long as we as parents are doing our best with your excellent list, and we let kids have their feelings without parents feeling responsible to make their world perfect, things can work out great. So listeners, Tricia has given us a great list, and if we add let our kids struggle and not try to run interference, it should be pretty darn complete. Let's all of us work to make this world a better place, not just for our kids, but for all kids to grow up with confidence and resilience. Let's you and I acknowledge injustice to children everywhere and have the courage to stand up to it. Hey, thanks for tuning in today, everyone, and thanks to you, Tricia, for your thought-provoking question. And you know what? I really mean it when I say, please take care of yourselves. You need it. You deserve it. You're worth it. Bye for now.
You've been listening to Healthy Family Connections with Neil D. Brown. If you have a question you'd like answered, head over to neildbrown.com/submit and enter your question for Neil there. While you're there, be sure to sign up for his weekly offering. You may want to pick up a copy of Ending the Parenting Control Battle at your favorite bookstore or online retailer. Join us again for the Healthy Family Connections podcast.